What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey guys, want you to call in now. Two tickets to see Keith Urban on June 19th at Meriwether Post Pavilion, courtesy of Live Nation. Call in now. Two tickets. Again, you don't have to see him on a float in the harbor. You get to see him at Meriwether.
You know, I remember about this song, Joe. When I used to go to the Orioles games on Sunday, and when the scoreboard got a little bit sophisticated and they started showing highlights for the day before, they used to play this song. That's how I knew this song. I didn't know nothing else about this song.
Steve Molesky's walk-up music.
Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he is Steve Molesky. What's up, Steve?
Well, you got Chicago going. It gets me a little more awake.
All those horns.
Steve, yeah. Orioles put 10 runs up last night. The first time they scored more than 5 runs in a long time. Kevin Brown said it best. This is what it's supposed to look like.
Well, yeah, that's for sure. You know, it felt like you've been using the phrase a lot the last few days of getting the band back together, and yeah. It felt like that kind of a moment, really. And Jordan Westberg made such a difference. He just does. And when you put Westberg and Mullins in there, it pushes some other guys down the lineup. You got Reyes batting ninth. So, I mean, it just makes more meat in the lineup. Jackson's starting to get it going. Adley's starting to get it going. Westberg's back. I mean, get Mountie back. It's, you know, you'd have the whole – just about the whole band, but it's going to be a while for him. But still, felt good to see that for sure.
Now that we've seen this, and this is the first time they've been lined up together in a long time. Westberg's been out. I mean, Gunnar was out in the beginning of the season. Adley just lost himself for a while. What do you think happens going forward? I'm not expecting him to compete for the division or anything, but the hole's too deep. But what do you feel can happen? Because they look like a different team now with the guys you expect to play playing the way they did.
For sure. I mean, I kind of look at it this way. There's probably around, I don't know the exact number, let's say around 50 games to the trade deadline-ish, and they're 12 games under. So if they went, 32-18, I mean, that's ambitious, and they might not be able to do it. But if they did, they'd be at or a couple games above 500 at the deadline, and they would be contending. They wouldn't be winning the wild card yet, but they'd probably be within a couple of it. So that's a good goal to shoot for. That way you don't have to get it all done in a week because they can't get it done in a week. So they buried themselves in such a big hole that they may not dig out of it. This is the math they're facing. It's daunting, but at least they're a little more equipped today to do it.
Hey, Steve, what do you think about sending Kierstead down?
I was in favor of keeping him, but yep. It just got hard to do. I mean, I think they're going to reach a point, and maybe they've reached it or passed it with some of these players, that you just got to see what we have. And I think Ryan Ripken pointed out on the station, and I haven't looked up the math, but I'm sure he's right, that it was about at the point that Kerstad's at, that Sauer's got it going. So sometimes when you keep giving young guys a chance, even though they don't look like they're going to do it, they do it. because it's just the outlier is the kid who comes up and takes off from day one. It happens. Sometimes you're really great if it happens, but it didn't happen for Jackson. It didn't happen that way for several others. It didn't happen for Grayson. Grayson had to go back. You know, it's a pitcher, I know. But it's just that's the outlier is the guy who comes up and looks like the rookie of the year from the first day.
Steve Molesky joining us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The pitching looked great before Sacramento. Sacramento, the starters didn't look good. And we've heard some things about that mound in Sacramento. I'm not saying there's reason. But you turn around, all of a sudden, the pitching looks good again. Zach Eflin was phenomenal last night, 6 2/3 innings, giving up one run. Man, it's good to have him back and see him back on track.
I know. I mean, I can't. After watching a pitch last night, the thought popped into my mind that there are going to be some contenders coming for him at the trade deadline. Now, what we'll see where the Orioles are at and if they give him up. I mean, man, you know, even if the Orioles don't get back in it this year, they want to be in it next year, right? And that'd be a great guy to help them be in it.
Yeah, two guys they got to re-sign is Eflin and O'Hearn, in my opinion.
Yeah, maybe Cigano, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
Rather than keep talking about tradable commodities, maybe some of these guys should become signable commodities to try to keep this band together that we're talking about getting back. You know, when now you got them back, you're going to break them up in a couple weeks and trade them all away. And so, you know, their record might say they should do that. So a month from now, if they don't cut into this and they're 12 under then it's a different conversation.
Hey, Steve, people talk about the Orioles front office, and I think rightly so. They did a great job in Houston. I think they built a great team here. What about the Tigers? You know, they were kind of mirroring the Orioles in a rebuild, and I'd look at some of these things like, you know, was it the 18 draft? The Orioles got Grayson in the first round. Tigers got Skubal in the 9th round. And look at what happened here. I mean, how have they done? I mean, how would you rate their progress? I mean, that was kind of an obvious question, but their rebuild's gone kind of really, really well.
It has. I mean, looking at it from a distance, and obviously I don't know the Tigers near as well as I know the Orioles or all their moves and so forth. It felt to me like A.J. Hinch was the final piece for them.
Yeah.
And they got a manager who could take them from here to there. And so he was a real difference maker. And they got Casey Mize at the top of the draft. The Orioles did not take a pitcher at the top of the draft. They took Adley and Holiday. And Heston, number 2. Kowser, number 5. So I keep saying this year the Orioles should draft a pitcher with one of these 3 high picks. And I keep seeing all these mock drafts saying anything but a pitcher. I mean, it seems like the world's perception of the Orioles is they will not take a pitcher with one of these 3 picks. And I'm telling you my take, and I don't make the picks, but if I did, I sure as heck would be taking a pitcher on at least one of those picks, because I'd love to get a top college arm from the SEC or one of the big conferences that a year from now could be close to ready. These college kids pitch 3 years in the SEC. They're not that far away. Some of them, they come fast. And so maybe this is the year they're going to surprise people and do that.
Hey, Steve, is one of the last things I wanted to ask you about, and we talk about starting pitching. We had somebody call in and ask about Trevor Rogers, had that really good start. Cade Povich has been great with the Ks. He's looked really good on the road, and for whatever reason at home, gives up a bunch of runs. What are your thoughts on if we see Rogers in the near future and what you've seen from Povich?
That's another tough call for me, Jeremy, like Heston. You know, Povich is a young pitcher who's going to grow as he gets more chances and has to show you he can give up 5 runs one day and 2 the next. But there has been inconsistency, and you are in a kind of a not desperate situation, but you know, right now you feel like we got to maximize having this group back a little, be a little healthier. And if you look at it, they're 12-7. And I was doing some math after the game last night, their rotation ERA in that stretch is 3.60. So all of a sudden, they look like a decent team, 12-7, and oh, by the way, 3.60. So those two are clearly linked. The bullpen's been on an 8-game roll, 1 run allowed. So I'm guessing Povich gets a few more chances, but I think that margin on line is getting thinner for him here.
There is Steve Molesky. Steve, thanks a lot for your time, my friend. Always a pleasure talking baseball with you, man.
All right, guys, I'll get in a quick plug for my podcast out today. I actually interviewed on a I have a podcast now. How about that, guys? Every Thursday. There were three guys left who didn't have one in the world. Now there's two. SteveOnBaseball.substack.com is where you find me today. I really am proud of this conversation just because my guest was so good. Anthony Villas, the Orioles director of player development. I mean, we talked for 25 minutes about everything minor league. If you want to learn more about how the Orioles do business on the farm, this is the listen. Not until Rob's show is over.
Man, thanks a lot, Steve. Appreciate that. Steve Molesky.
See you guys.
See you, man.
Steve's saying that because he's technologically challenged. I love him, though.
So funny.
He is. 410-583-1057 is the number. Commissioner's Baltimore. You got something good for us today, Commissioner?
Yeah, I think we're going to talk about what's going on in this country that, you know, different cities.
That's at 9 o'clock. You got to hold tight for that. But on the other side, we get stupid with you, Jeremy.
Yeah, a couple of things we're going to get into. One of which, we have an OnlyFans argument. One that says another person is ruining women empowerment. Is taking off your clothes women empowerment to make money? I'm curious.
They have things, thoughts. They have things we don't have. That's power.
And lastly, here I'm gonna tell you about and boobs. I want to hear your guys' thoughts. Is this the worst husband and father of all time? Maybe it's not quite that bad, but he's in the running. We talk about it next. Here,
I thought you were gonna talk about the dude who wore jacket.
Oh no, because that's just stupid.
Okay,
right. So happy to steal your cheese. God,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. We're back. World of Stupid. I got Ed fired up and we're not even in the commissioner's Baltimore yet.
He's hot.
Oh. Well, then take off your jacket.
Get your jacket off, man.
All right, let's.
Don't worry, folks. I'm leaving at 9. Right. It'll stop it.
But, oh, that's right.
That's a shame.
I forgot about that.
God.
No, we're gonna say it ain't so.
Both of you guys have been in police chases, correct? Or yes. Am I assuming?
Oh, no, you're not assuming. I've been on foot, on bike, and on vehicle. Yeah.
What's the fastest you've ever gone?
120 miles an hour.
About 110, 115.
Okay. So have you ever gone a total of 3 miles an hour? Because that's what just happened in a car chase. Somebody's
going chasing the OJ.
This is midtown traffic.
You'll understand it as soon as I say it. Police in South Carolina engaged in a not so hot pursuit as they chased a guy that got in a tractor excavator down a main highway for more than an hour.
What city?
At an average speed of 3 miles per hour. This is in South Carolina.
Yes, yeah, South Carolina.
North Charleston.
Okay. It's not New York.
They said the chase reached peak speeds of 3 miles an hour. Like, can't you run up next and just start knocking on the window? Open the door?
You walk quickly.
I mean, this guy, like, what was the end game? Did you think they were just going to get tired and go away? You're going 3 miles an hour. Just get out of your car. Or the tractor. What'd the farmer say when he lost his tractor? Where's my tractor? Sorry, it's a terrible dad joke.
What the hell was that?
You never heard that? No. That was a little girl did that on America's Funniest Home Videos, and her family won for that stupid-ass joke. I remember that since I was a kid.
North Charleston.
Yeah. Several cars immediately joined in the very slow
speed. It's Matt Weider's territory.
Is it?
Yeah.
But yeah, the excavator was going so slow that the cruisers would have would have to briefly stop several times a minute to not pass the equipment. How do you go 3 miles an hour? You just leave it in neutral and let it take over? Just crazy. All right, let's get to these other stories. I told you, we've talked about whore-offs, and this is one that I find just...
Is Bonnie Blue back in the news?
Yes. Is it? So you got 20-year-old...
Bonnie Blue.
Who? I love this. Instagram models and OnlyFans models. 20-year-old model Sophie Rain says gangbang extraordinaire Bonnie Blue is ruining OnlyFans for everyone, and it's no longer about women empowerment anymore.
Time out. She's a gangbang extraordinaire?
Yes. No, yeah. Well, her next one is 2,000 men in a day.
In a glass booth.
Yeah.
Well, so you can watch.
She tweeted out, I hope one day she realizes the trauma she's causing herself and so many other women. I mean, it is like, you look at Bonnie Blue, I don't even think she's attractive, first off. All of them, by the way. Can you say it that way? Bonnie Blue? Anyway, she's having these big whore-offs with the Lillian Phillips, I believe. Or is it? Yeah, Lillian Phillips. And then they're going back and forth. Now some other woman got into it. Remember we did the story?
I'll show you.
She got sent to the hospital because... Yeah. Like, what are we doing? Hoo-ha.
Yeah.
What are we doing? And then...
What are we doing? Like,
Sophie Rain, this is going to make you sick. She tweeted out her OnlyFans, like the money that comes in. Mm-hmm. She's made $76 million.
Get out of here.
For taking her clothes off. And she doesn't do any sex things. She just poses nude.
Wow. Yep. Yep. Man, that must be nice.
I mean, I tried it. I didn't make anything. But what are you going to do? All right, let's get to this last story because I think you guys will love this. Could this guy be the worst husband slash father in the world? Now, Ed, once I tell this story, okay? Once I tell this story, I don't need you to say, I don't agree with what he did, but I understand, okay? That's all I'm asking. It's an Australian man. He took his family on holiday to Pakistan and then left them because he didn't want to be with them anymore. An Australian man allegedly abandoned his wife and baby in Pakistan after convincing them to go on holiday. He's been charged with human trafficking.
Good. Oh, wow.
Good.
Yeah.
45-year-old became the focus of a federal investigation in February after his wife filed a report alleging she had been left overseas without any documentation.
Oh.
The Australian Federal Police will allege the man... convinced his wife to travel with their one-year-old child to Pakistan in August of last year. When his wife arrived back in Australia in February, she contacted the AFP, which we just talked about, the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, and flew the child home. The man was arrested at home in Australia in Sydney Southwest on Wednesday and charged with human trafficking offense. What is it with people? If you're unhappy in a marriage, don't hire a hitman, get a divorce.
Yeah.
If you don't like your family, don't take them to another country and leave them. Like, what is that?
Take them to Pakistan.
I can understand you. I mean, the marriage is over. You want to do your own thing. Not understand leaving them there, but your child.
Your child. Yeah. Your one-year-old child in Pakistan. I mean, you want to leave me in Italy? Okay. bye. I'll stay. Like, yeah. Leave me in Pakistan.
A beep it a bop it a boop.
Please don't leave me with the baby.
Get gauze.
Hey, you, Copernicus, with your shoes and your face and your feet.
Copernicus.
He's facing charges of trafficking a person from Australia by using deception, which carries a maximum penalty of 12 years in prison. The man fronted Liverpool local court. And then now, this is what's happening. In September, another man was hit with similar charges. He was accused of convincing his wife and children to fly to Pakistan after. This happened another time. He too, it was Pakistan and Australia, and this guy left his wife and...
That's where he got the idea from.
Yeah. Hey, that's the ticket. Pakistan, yeah.
Damn.
He'll be fighting with India.
What a good idea.
And by the way, not that I want to get dark. I was just telling... There's been an awful plane crash in India.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to bring this up because I was just telling Ed, I think the human race is a virus at times. We're the worst of the worst. There was a plane crash in India where 240 some people were on board. It crashed into it looked like a city area. So there's like this huge fire, smoke everywhere. And somebody got decapitated and there's a head lying in the middle of the street. So what do you think everybody's doing? World star. Got to take pictures, got to film it. I mean, what are we doing as a society? Like I watched... There was a video of a guy filming another man being attacked by a lion, a female lion. And he's just sitting there filming it while the other guy's trying to help him. Put your damn camera down and go help the guy that's about to be eaten. Or run.
Attacked by a lion?
Yeah.
Put your damn camera down and run. That's what I'm doing.
I'm not faulting anybody if they're afraid of a lion in that situation.
But you're not afraid if you're sitting there filming them.
No, well.
Yeah. I've seen this. We had so many jumpers in New York. People come there just to jump out windows. Because we had the big buildings, so they come to commit suicide, and people would just like crowd around and just to look at it. Like, why would you even want to see that?
Do you?
I had to. You didn't. Like,
you remember the movie Say Anything when John Cusack stood outside with the boombox? Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever played like Third Eye Blind's Jumper and just held the boombox up? I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. Did it ever work if you did that? No?
No,
the song didn't work? Maybe Joe. Joe knows what I'm talking about.
I know Joe. I know the movie. Well, you mentioned about the humor, Hannah and her sisters, Woody Allen?
Yeah.
There's a quote, they're talking about the Holocaust and Auschwitz and things like that. And the question was, how could it possibly have happened? So you're asking the wrong question. I don't know how it doesn't happen every 5 years, given the state of the human race.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. I think if it wasn't for the United States, it would happen every 5 years.
Like the... Even though we were talking about human trafficking with this guy leaving his family, and I'll leave you with this, like it's so scary that another human being could take somebody and try to make money off of selling them.
Yeah.
You know, like that's just, it's disgusting. Anyway, that's your World of Stupid.
Hobbs cancels today's final OTA session. We'll talk about that at 8:45 on the other side. Are you getting the feeling this series is going 7 NBA finals? Up next on The Fan. Well, I made a couple of dollars last night because I didn't think the Thunder would win by 6. I thought they'd win. I didn't call for a Thunder loss. I just thought it would be a closer game. And the Thunder ended up losing by more than 6. They lost by 9. No, yeah, 9 last night. 116 to 107.
They were outscored by 14 in the fourth.
Yeah.
That's the story of the game. It's like down the stretch, where you at, Shea? Like, and again, I'm not saying it's all on him, but like, somebody's got to step up, and you figure the MVP is going to be the guy that carries you, and it just didn't happen.
The Pacers had 40 points in the second quarter.
Yeah.
I was scoring 40 to 28. How you score 28 points in a quarter and still get outscored by 12?
This is what's weird about basketball. I know you know it, playing quarters or halves, whatever it may be. Like watching the game and seeing one thing and then getting to the next quarter, the next half, whatever, and seeing the exact opposite because Thunder comes storming back in the third and then lay an egg in the fourth. They won the first and the third and lost the second and the fourth.
And they lost the second and the fourth. Horrible.
Yes.
I mean, the quarters that they won were pretty close. They won by, what, 8-9. Then they lose by, what, 12 and 13? Yeah, that's...
This is all in the same game.
Same game.
Yeah.
Just the turn, the ebbs and flows of the game. Shea ended up getting 24, Halliburton 22. You know, the good games about both, to be honest with you, but you expected the problem I thought with Shea's game last night, Jeremy, is that he didn't go on a run when they needed him to go on a run. He didn't even facilitate or go on a run. I think he kind of disappeared at times. And he scored in spurts and not really being consistent and having that run, that closeout run in the fourth quarter. That was disappointing. And normally he makes some plays on defense too. Yeah. I didn't see it that much. Statistically, he didn't even have a steal last night and turned the ball over six times.
Yeah, and a couple of those down the stretch as well.
Six turnovers and only
he had
four assists.
To me, we always say momentum in baseball is next day starting pitcher. I don't believe that in basketball. Like there's any I think you can hitting a shot right before the half and going in feels momentum. Like a huge win going yes. into the second half. Shea got a I don't know if it was a rebound or something, and then he stepped out of bounds and it turned into a turnover, and then TJ McConnell hits one at the buzzer where you could have went in. What, down through, yeah. What was it, down three, and they were down five, whatever it was. But he hits a bucket, and you could kind of see the worm turning in the mm-hmm. second quarter going, you can't give that type of life to a home team.
Right.
Because that crowd, it's the first game there in the finals. How long has it been since Indiana's had a game this big at home?
Been a long, since they lost to the Lakers in the finals. Yeah. Back in the Shaq and Kobe days, right?
Mm-hmm. When really? Last night? Smits, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that was Smits and when, Reggie, right?
Yeah, and Jalen Rose was on that team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's been a long time, my friend.
But, man, as much
Caitlin
as.
Caitlin Clark, I don't think, was alive. She was in the.
Well, you know they're 8-0 with her in the stands?
Yeah.
Is she playing? What the hell? They're 8-0 whenever she goes to a game. You better be at every game.
Yeah, you didn't travel with them on the road. You ain't playing right now. Yeah. What else you got to do?
You
got
to go.
Help them win the title.
The Fever.
And meanwhile, Haliburton had 11 assists. He was one rebound shy of a triple-double.
And again, when we were talking about this earlier, there were reports that he's dealing with a significant case of Achilles tendonitis, and there are video where they're kind of showing mm-hmm. whether he's grabbing at it, rubbing it, or anything. Is he limping? And
be Kobe.
Well, I mean, don't get that thing torn because then you're going to be out for a while. But the fact of the matter is, in hearing that, I'm going, oh, feel like we got an edge there. If people aren't looking, maybe he is playing hampered. Maybe that's why he didn't play so well in game two. Yeah. Hit wrong.
You're the biggest hypocrite ever.
What?
So, if your Achilles is bothering you, and you, Jeremy Kahn, are in the NBA Finals, and someone says, if you keep playing, you might tear it, you're going to say, I'm not playing.
No, I didn't say don't
okay.
play.
He's going.
I said be careful.
Careful. He ain't no be careful. I'm up 2-1. Let that thing tear. I want to win the title.
How's my Achilles?
I want that Larry O'Brien.
How's my Achilles going to tear on the bench? How's it going to tear, man? You thirsty, Hallie? What do you want, with Gatorade or water? Go get me my ring.
I used to hate that when I played football. The guys on the bench used to drink all the Gatorade.
Yep.
You come out the game and
you guys ain't
drinking
even sweating.
Your spit.
Yeah.
Is the Gatorade good?
It's like they're watching the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the Gatorade good? Can we have some? Oh, man. Sucking down all the Gatorade. Give me that water. Why are you even holding a water bottle? Why are you even holding it?
You could have went Friday. Every time I come to the sideline, you on the sideline. Drinking all the damn Gatorade. Yeah.
We're going to have two of anything. We got the bottles. We don't have no Gatorade. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Is this series Ed going seven now? Do you believe?
Starting to look like it. I mean, you're talking about... I didn't think Indiana would win two games.
What if it still goes five, but Indiana wins it?
I was just gonna say I'm gonna make a bold statement. I think that this series goes five, and the Thunder still win it. That's what I think.
It's impossible.
It can't happen. Yes.
Hold on. You thought they played game four yesterday?
I want you to stop that. I want you to stop. Ed has a jacket.
Ed, it's 90 degrees outside. What you got a jacket on for?
Look over there.
It's not jacket weather anymore.
I think the Thunder, I think they're in trouble, man. I think they're in trouble. Well,
hold on. Game four. So here's the weird thing with the series and how you talk about the setup and being the home team. If the Thunder lose both games in Indiana, what you're telling yourself is, I got to go win at home, steal one on the road, which they can, and get it back to OKC for game seven. I don't think they're out of it, even if that happens. I don't imagine that. The Thunder are still 6-point favorites in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, Friday? Tomorrow they play? Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just shocked because it's just one day in between.
Let's make a dinner bet.
Yeah. What do you want to do?
If I say that the Indiana Pacers win the next game, okay. If they win the next game, it buys us dinner. if they lose the next game,
Ed buys us dinner. Well, hold on. That's no.
Let me tell you something. That is, I've won the NFL prediction game 2 seasons in a row.
I don't remember.
Nobody's bought me squat.
How come we haven't done that?
I don't remember the bet.
We bet.
This is official bet right here. That nobody bought you
official bet.
All right. I tell you what, Ed. That's what I'm going to do.
Go ahead.
Monday,
mm-hmm.
I'll buy you dinner.
No, you off Monday?
No.
Oh.
I work Monday.
So maybe you're not going to be here.
Oh, I'm in Tampa.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
But I'm working. Yeah. I'll buy you dinner in Tampa. I'll just eat it and call you.
You leave me a gift card at Ocean Prime, I'll be good.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Commissioners Baltimore at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, Harbs cancels today's final OTA. Is it a good sign? He's content with the effort of the guys. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. That was one of my favorite songs off that album, Jeremy.
Boom. Love it.
The difference between us. We start at the... Never mind.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Commissioners Baltimore at 9 o'clock, Daily Line at 9:30. But right now, John Harbaugh decides after the ball game, partying with Cal Ripken, I'm going to cancel the game day three of OTAs. No, I think this is a good sign. Because Harbaugh is such a perfectionist, Ed, that if he's canceling OTAs, he's probably thinking, you know what? We're healthy right now. I've seen enough. Let these guys go.
Yeah.
He doesn't cancel anything. He gets in trouble for doing it too much.
Yes, that's exactly right. They have been in trouble for doing too much. Yeah. I mean, there's a good thing. It's probably enough's enough. Then they got, you know, they have the mandatory mini camps coming up anyway.
Right.
So what's the point?
And so for those of you, Jeremy, not you, but those people out there that are upset with Lamar for not showing, Harbaugh canceled. It's so important that Harbaugh canceled the last one. That's how important it is.
Where's Chris at? John, if you want to get over that hump in late in January, you can't be canceling OTAs. These guys got to show up. Come on, man. Run around in your shorts. I mean, what you're doing in the game.
And one.
And two.
And one. And two.
Like, what were they talking
Ed
about?
Ed said he walked from one end of the sidelines to the other and he did more work than him. That's what he told me. He had his jacket on though.
Yeah, it was cool outside. There was a light breeze. But no, like when it comes to the Ravens, like the report about Loop, it's like, oh, he missed whatever it was, three kicks, but they were all beyond 50 yards. And I'm like, wait, does it matter? Like,
yeah, now groin pains. I read groin pains.
I mean, it's a singular day. It's a singular day kicking the football. It's like going out and hitting a baseball. You know, you're going to miss some depending on how far you're going back. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he's knocking them all through, then I think that's something you report. Or if he missed them all. But, you know, he made everyone except the 50-yarders. And we'll see what that looks like. Fruit Loop.
Yeah, I think the fact, again, the Harbaugh saying that's enough, I've seen enough. He's telling you the importance of this. The importance for them to be healthy when the mandatory thing starts. Important. He's saying guys are in shape. What did somebody, an NFL veteran, told you OTAs before?
Attendance, Troy, to police us, just to make sure we're safe. He said they didn't mean nothing because they just do it to police us.
And he saw enough. He's seen enough.
Yeah.
I seen it.
Yep. I agree with him. I mean, honestly, look, that's why I go. I mean, I don't take a whole lot out of it because it's not like going to camp. And I don't even get the ones that you get the most out of are the joint practices with the opposition teams. Those are the ones I like because then you see people actually playing football and trying to play, you know, go hard. These things, it's like, I go. So the station knows I went, the Ravens know I went. Everybody's happy. It's like, okay, good. You know,
BBMS, a president, and count of four. Let's go out to Baltimore. Get Rashawn. What up, man?
What's going on, man? Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to touch back on this Lamar Jackson thing yesterday, not being at the OTAs and everything. A couple of reasons why I feel like he definitely should have been there. You got a new quarterback in town. First of all, you haven't even texted the guy and said, congratulations, welcome to the team. Looking forward to work with you.
How do you know it in texting?
Yeah, were you there?
He knows. Trust me.
Yeah, I know, man. You haven't followed the guy on social media, you know, and you're supposed to be there helping the guy work with the playbook, go through the playbook. You know, Cooper Rush learning this by himself and everything.
Well, man, he wanted him to get all the reps in case, you know, they need the best backup in the NFL.
Yeah, well, hopefully we don't need him, you know, because we paying Lamar all this money and everything, man. But, you know, I feel like y'all are some Lamar Jackson apologists, though. You know, and I like Lamar. That's my guy, man.
I think you must have been in the artillery before you got into, you know, your current job, because you can't hear. Because last week I talked about it. I saw Cooper Rush at OTAs, and I thought he looked pretty good and better than any backup we've had in years. Do you miss
that? Yeah, you said that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, yeah. And by the way, haven't you learned by now? I just told Joe this. You don't let facts get in the way of Rashawn's call.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, Rob, if you honestly think about it, and he called us apologists, why are you always apologizing for the Cowboys and defending them then?
First of all, who has to apologize for Lamar Jackson? Yeah. He's a two-time MVP.
You got to apologize for Dak playing like ass.
No, but Dak is a great guy. Y'all acting like he gets in trouble or nothing like
he's
that.
Still he still got all his baby teeth. How great can he be?
Oh, what you mean? He's never been in trouble.
Little tiny teeth.
Is that the barometer of great quarterbacks? They never got in trouble? Like, what quarterback gets in trouble, Rashawn?
Jameis Winston.
No, he doesn't. That was in college.
That was college.
Man. And that was an arrangement.
Cam got in trouble in college, too.
If it was 2025 and he did that, then they would admit that he had an agreement that he gets free crab legs. That's all that was. Only quarterback gets in trouble is Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson.
That's it.
Man,
there you go. That's it.
It's the stuff y'all don't know about, though. These guys be doing stuff, man. You know, and there's some secrets out there about Peyton Manning, too, that's going to come out, Jeremy.
Well, he did fart in someone's face in college and got in trouble for that.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, one of the trainers.
Worse than that, actually.
Yeah, like he, were they saying? Like,
who's
he
pulled his pants down and sat on a face.
Peyton Manning. Oh. At Tennessee.
Yeah.
That's disgusting, man. But,
well, you weren't there. You don't know. Have you tried it yet? Have you ever had Peyton Manning sit on your face? How do you know?
Jeremy has.
Yeah, it's great.
He's turned the other way, though. Lipton.
Yeah.
Lipton brand.
I get that E. coli in my eye. 7-year sinus infection. Oh, man.
Oh, you are something else.
You're right. You know what? Rashawn just calls in and tries to get out his ladle or whatever, or big spoon, and just stir the pot there. Let's stir it.
I just let him go.
Yeah.
This is highlight of his day.
Don't you have some people to supervise that are actually working?
Or somebody's bill to jack up?
Yeah.
I got my first BG&E bill. I'm like, I ain't been there a month yet.
Or
how's it $112?
Or don't you have
haven't been there a month yet.
Don't you have a fight to pick with Lorenzo or trying to get Dustin laid somewhere? Don't you have something to do? Go do it.
Choke out a fan.
Yeah, man.
Or film a fan getting choked out. Well, guys, I'm out of here till tomorrow. That's a personal business to attend to.
We'll come back when you have less time.
Yeah.
Took a second for you.
Let me ask you. No,
you want to borrow a jacket?
Before I go, let me ask you a question. I'm all for firing Tom Thibodeau. I'm for that. You know that. I was for firing him before they fired him. But how do you fire him and not have somebody
I was
going to
bring this up
already.
With my shovel today. I'm so glad you said that.
Why do you
They're
do
getting
that?
Denied by everybody now. Don't everybody you, they asked is no,
don't
no.
Don't you already have somebody in line?
Yes.
A couple of candidates that you've already tested
They fire
out?
Their coaches, ask, hey, Dallas, can I talk to, hey, Chicago, can I, oh, no. Oh, this is what they're doing. It's unbelievable. I was good. It was going to be my shovel today. I swear to you. I was so annoyed with
Fire Thibodeau wasn't the problem. Not having a clue is the problem.
Yeah. They've gotten to know from everybody.
What you got coming up next, Jeremy Cowan?
All right. Well, we're going to get into, it's the commission's Baltimore. So what do we have coming up next, Ed Norris?
Well, we have coming up, Joe's going to play I Look Real Good Today.
Oh, nice.
I Look Real Good Today.
Is he going to play that?
Yes. He's playing that for the commission's
OT
Baltimore.
Genesis.
Yes. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the country right now. It's
I thought you were playing that for me.
Are you saying in the country it does not look real good today?
It does not really look real good today.
Yeah.
And I'm going to talk about what I think. And I'm going to piss a lot of people off, so stay tuned.
Man, Ed's having fun. Coming up next, we'll also give away some tickets to see Keith Urban next hour, so stay tuned.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.